What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Please Watch This Video Before AMS Sues Me. Now, as you guys know, AMS, he wanted to sue me because I said game don't work, in particular, his game. Now, as you guys know, AMS's game is all about manipulation. It's all about manipulating a woman by lying to her, telling her like Jay-Z is your cousin and he's gonna produce your next hit single. And then a woman finds out that he was just an ancient nigger who ain't got anything going on for him, and she ends up abandoning the dude. And quite frankly, the dude is lucky he did not get arrested for false rape allegations and all that type of stuff. Also, AMS, he started the passport bro movement, you know. I know a lot of you guys out there think that retarded kid Austin Hallman from Texas who cuts hair for $2.99. A lot of you guys out there think that Austin Hallman started the passport bro movement. It was actually AMS. And the reason why AMS started the passport bro movement is because he got these ancient niggers lying to women, manipulating women. And the woman caught on. They caught on really quick that all these guys were like, yeah, bro, Jay-Z is my cousin. He's gonna produce my hit single. They all realized, she's biting me. They all realized that these are a bunch of ancient niggers. And the woman were like, yeah, we ain't fucking with you ancient niggers who talk a big game. In reality, you're just a bunch of unimportant loser nobodies. So that's when the passport bro movement started. And Austin, even though Austin Hallman is considered king of the passport bros, AMS got onto a podcast with Austin Hallman when his channel was taken off, and he promoted Austin Hallman. Okay, that's because Austin Hallman and AMS, they're both plants, they're both CIA assets. They simply want to export simpery worldwide. So what Austin Hallman did, guys, is that he these same ancient niggers who in America, they can't get a girl to touch their pee-pee unless they lie. What Austin Hallman did is that he told them, oh yeah, bro, you just hop on a plane, dog. You go to Cartagena and bitches be throwing themselves at you because you are chocolate king, dog. But in reality, a lot of black men, they got murdered, they got kidnapped, they got, she's kissing and biting. They got murdered, they got kidnapped, they got robbed. A lot of bad things happened to black people simply because Austin Hallman lied to them, telling them that, yeah, bro, in America, you may not be all that, but you just hop on a plane, go to Disneyland. That's what Austin Hallman called Columbia Disneyland, where you can walk around, assault any woman you want. You know, who cares if she's underage? He didn't care about any of that stuff. He was promoting Colombia, in particular Cartagena, where I am. He was promoting it as Disneyland for six starved Americans. If you come to Cartagena, you know, you go to Cartagena, you go to Medellin, like at the airport, they have posters all over saying, if you assault women, if you do something with underage kids, bad things are gonna happen to you. In fact, Airbnb, you actually have to sign on Airbnb that you're not gonna use the Airbnb in Colombia for prostitution, drugs, sexual activities, exploitation, because that's all the passport bros did. All they did was simply exploit women, and they thought that, hey man, I must be somebody here in Cartagena, but in reality, they were still a bunch of ancient niggers, except that they actually had money, and the woman, obviously, they wanted their money. So, I'm telling you what's up, guys. At the end of the day, looks matter. I'm 6'3", okay? This girl over here, I think she's like 5'5". She's 5'5". And she's a Venezuelan. Been with her for about half a year. I give her like $300 a month to pay her rent. and food. Baby.
Hello.
Arriando es bueno, ¿sí?
Yes.
Comida.
Yes.
Es bueno. Embrazar.
Yes.
Certamente.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I've been helping this girl out for about half a year. Well, not helping her out. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm not like helping her out. I'm like, when she said embarazar, it means pregnant in Spanish. So, you know, we've been doing it raw dogging, right? So, and by the way, guys, look at her. Baby, freckles. Look at the freckles, guys. Look at the freckles. Look at her nose. Baby, turn. See her nose, guys? See? See? She has freckles. She has a nice little nose. See, guys? See? So, a little bit about her. So, she's Venezuelana. Her mother was blue-eyed blonde. Son of a bitch, she's biting me. Okay, you laugh now. Wait until we get home, okay? So, her mother was blue-eyed blonde, white. She was white, European, her mother.
Adios.
Adios, we ain't going nowhere, Paris. Stay here. So, her mother unfortunately got murdered in a jewelry heist when she was 4 years old. Her mother was wearing good jewelry and a robber wanted to take the jewelry. She was like, no, you're not taking it. He ended up shooting her. This is why I tell you guys, if somebody comes up to you, be like, hey man, give me your phone, give me your wallet, give me your laptop. Just give them what they want, because all that stuff is replaceable, but your life is not. I taught her a couple of words, Charmuta. Yeah, I taught her a couple of words. Charmuta. So yeah, guys, a lot of Charmutas here, guys. Mucho Charmutas aquí, mucho putas. You know, perra means bitch. Puta means Charmuta or ho, which I've been calling her that. She loves that. So, yeah, I've been with this girl for about half a year, guys. And
Let's go.
She doesn't speak much English, which is good, because that means I can play dumb if she... Because at the end of the day, guys, a woman is a woman, okay, guys? You need to understand, dudes, like, there is no such thing as free pussy. Free pussy doesn't exist, dudes. I know AMS tries to say that free pussy is everywhere. You just have to have game, dog. But I'm telling you guys, if you want a woman, you actually want a relationship, free pussy doesn't count, dudes, okay? Like, this girl, her rent is paid. Her food is paid.
Charmuta.
And then I give her a little bit of money every now and then, you know, make her look good, shit like that, get her hair done. Hey, baby, show them your nails. See? I got her...
No prostituta.
Yes, right? Ooh, she's so cute. I met... Are you okay, baby? Come back here. I met her on... she loves marijuana. I met her on... Where are you going? Baby? See? Telling her to cover her breast. For sugars. Okay. See? She's covering her breast. Baby? Yeah, she loves playing games. Make sure we are nothing.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. See that, guys? Baby, what are you doing? She's strong. Who cares? Policia, who cares? Gringo, baby. Gringo.
Police.
No problem. Gringo making video. What's the problem? Gringo? Sitando. So I met her on Facebook, guys, back in July. I come to Cartagena because it's actually cheaper to come to Cartagena than it is to go to Medellin. So I come here to Cartagena, then I get a plane ticket to Medellin. So I said, you know what, let me hit this girl up. If she's real, cool. If not, oh well, who cares, I'm there anyway. And we hooked up from day number one, and we've been together for going on over half a year now, baby. So did I get her with game? Mi boy, cinco minutos, baby.
No.
She loves her marijuana. So, I met her on Facebook, and we have hooked up ever since July. And, did I have game, guys? Did I walk around grabbing my junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog? Did I manipulate women by telling them, you know, that Bill Gates is my father and, you know, he's going to give me $1 trillion to start fucking, I don't know, TikTok or something? No, I didn't do that, you know? At the end of the day, guys, it looks 6'3". As you guys can tell, I'm no Chad, unlike Yogi Obes. And yes, Yogi Obes did claim to be Chad. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, looks and height, that's really all you need to get a woman, okay? And you guys have to understand, like here in Cartagena, I actually met her father, by the way. Her father is Moreno. He does keep his pimp hand strong, and she doesn't have any tattoos, believe it or not, you know? And the reason why she doesn't have any tattoos is because, as hard as it is to believe, you know, she has a strong Christian faith, so she does not have any tattoo whatsoever. So apparently she does have some virtues. She has a father who does keep his pimp hand strong. So yeah. And if she gets pregnant, guys, I'm fine with that. I mean, realistically speaking, how much is that girl gonna cost me? $500 a month with a fucking kid. $500 a month with a kid. That's cheaper than surrogacy. That's cheaper than nannies. That's cheaper than maids. That's cheaper than daycare. And the kid gets to have his own freaking mother. Now, she does have two kids from two different baby daddies. Surprise, surprise. But the kids are with the father, and they're gonna go off to Venezuela. That's where she's originally from. Because she knows, you know, if you're gonna be with me, I'm not having your kids. I'm not, you know, I'm not taking care of your kids like that, okay? You know, so I'm not a stepfather. Let's get that out in the open right now. She knows I'm not a stepfather. Okay? In fact, Islamically, there's no such thing as stepfather. Genesis, a key, baby. She loves marijuana. I mean, who doesn't? Every girl loves marijuana. I'm okay with marijuana. She's not a pothead, but I'm okay with it. So, baby, tu es para que? Para, tu es para por qué? Tu es para qué? Nothing, baby? This girl is the definition of thick. Thick, not fat. You know when black people say, oh, she's thick? You know, it's like, no mofo. That she fucking morbidly obese. My girl is thick. I'm going to ask her how much she weighs. I bet she doesn't know how much she weighs. Genesis, aquí, baby. ¿Cuánto? Tú gorda. ¿Cuánto pesos? ¿Cuánto pesos?
70 kilos.
70 kilos. ¿70 kilos? Oh. No, 70 kilos. Oh, I don't think she knows how much she weighs. ¿Cuánto pesos? Tú, ¿cuánto pesos, gorda? ¿Cuánto?
70 kilos.
80 o 100?
No,
Saying no? Baby, 80 o 100 kilos?
90.
And she doesn't know, I mean, she's not 100 kilos. 100 kilos is like 225. There's no way that girl is 25 pounds lighter than me, no. I mean, I can't carry her. I mean, she is thick. But yeah, she's not 100 kilos. She's kind of high. I think she's kind of high. The wind is blowing, so it like exposes her breasts. So I don't like that. Baby, say hi to the camera, baby. See that, guys? Yeah, she has freckles. Look at the freckles. Look at the freckles. She has freckles. Look at her nose. Look at the freckles. Look at the freckles. She has braces. Come here. See, of course. Yeah. I know Coach Bitchville is whacking off somewhere in the corner of his... Well, Coach Bitchville doesn't live in a house. He lives under a bridge somewhere in Brisbane, Australia. So I know he's whacking off somewhere. Cable car, baby. Cable car. Policia. By the way, guys, it's actually illegal to smoke marijuana in Colombia. So that's what she's doing. She's looking for police to... You know, this is, let me show you the place, guys. This is, that's the bay over there. That's where all the tourist boats are. That's the clock tower. So all of you guys out there, all the passport bros, you all know what I'm talking about. That's the clock tower over there. That's where, the boats take off from for island tours and all that stuff. It's a bay over there. And that's the rest of the city. Cartagena, guys, is a big city. It's the most expensive city in all of Colombia. People here have money because you get a lot of tourists, both domestically and internationally. I want to open a restaurant here. Eventually, I want to open a restaurant here, guys. This is actually a really good... It's hot as hell, you know, because it's by the equator. The temperature is the same all year round. It's like 90-some degrees right now, guys. I mean, take away a breeze like tonight, you'd be sweating like a motherfucker pig around here. So, the point that I wanted to tell you guys with this video is that at the end of the day, game doesn't work. We all know that by now. But the point that I really wanted to tell you about this video, guys, is that at the end of the day, looks, all that matters. That's all that matters. Looks all that matter, guys. Like, looks and height. If you got, like, here in Colombia, guys, not a lot of tall people here in Colombia. I'm, like, one of the tallest people you'll see walking around. And compared to the Morenos here, the dark people, compared to the Afro-Colombians, I'm pretty much top dog here, okay? When it comes to, like, class and racism, I'm, like, top dog in this area. Because again, you're competing with brown people, you're competing with blacks, you're competing with indigenous people who are of low status. That's just how it is, guys. I mean, you think America is racist? Oh, these mother effers here are even more racist, okay? So get that in your mind, dudes. Like, here? Like, seldom do women here go out of their race. If a girl here is white, light skin, she doesn't walk around with black people, okay? In America, it's the total and complete opposite. Then again, America is going to hell in a handbasket. And coincidentally, that's why I'm here. Baby, cable car. Cable car. Tienes marijuana? Si? Policía problema? Buscar, quien buscar, huh? Que problema con policía? Que problema policía? She wants to smoke pot and she's looking for the police. It's like, I mean, baby, marijuana in hotel. Marijuana in hotel. No problem, we're on an hotel, okay? Okay, she wants to go. Okay. Marijuana in hotel, okay? Okay, uno más. Uno más, baby. Uno más. Let's go. Keen.
Amigo.
Gay amigo. Yeah, she's looking at, you know what, I can show him to you. The guy in orange. See the guy in orange over there, dudes? He's walking. Yeah, she's like, he's gay, yeah. He's brown, short, not much to look at. So, again, guys, like, I have no competition here. Other than gringos, and she's really not into white dudes, believe it or not. Even though she's smoking. Even though her mom is white. Even though her mom is white. Even though her mom is white, she's really not into white guys. She likes me, you know. I mean, she gets really the best of both worlds, you know. She gets the body type of, you know, the darker people, and then she gets the status and the IQ of white people. So that works in her interest. Está bien, baby? I smell the marijuana. Okay. 5 minutos, we leave. Yeah, she's looking for the police. Baby, marijuana. Arrestado or no arrestado? Que problema? Arrestado or no arrestado? Arrestado? Marijuana poquito. Marijuana poquito. Arrestado por marijuana poquito? Dummy. 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 Perra. Yeah, she's sick. Not fat. Thick. So, getting to the point of the video, guys, and I cannot stress this enough, is that I don't want anybody to think that if you're short, brown, this is very important for you Muslim souls out there, okay? This is very important for you guys out there, because if you're short, brown, and fugly, like, honestly, guys, you can be 5'8", 5'9". If you have a model face, even in America, you can get woman. I've seen it before, okay? But if you're the typical short, brown, fugly dude, it's over, dudes. Don't come to Colombia and think a woman is gonna be like, ooh, that makes my pussy wet. You guys need to understand, women world over, A, they all have tastes for physically attractive men. Don't ever think I'm gonna hop on a plane and I'm gonna go from stud to dud. That's not gonna happen. That's number one, okay? Number two, and that's the important thing, is that you are going to pay. I don't care what AMS says. I don't care what Fresh and Fit says. You are going to pay for it. Okay? You can either go to the clock tower over there and pay $100 for it, or you can get a girl like her, $300 a month and unlimited access. And if she's pregnant, it's fine. Baby, ti quiero mi hijo, si o no, si o no. Como? Yes. She's high. She's getting high. Okay. Pagar qué?
Alquilar.
No alquilar.
¿Qué?
Alquilar. She wants to. She wants.
Vamos.
She wants to ride one of those stupid things that that Uber has. Those things
vamos,
over there.
Video,
sí, sí. Baby, uno minuto. Aquí. Uno más. Uno. Aquí. Uno más. Uno minuto. Vámonos.
No, vamos.
Uno minuto, no, vámonos.
Alquilar.
Okay, okay.
Llamar.
Mm? Come on. Okay.
Llamar.
Okay, entiendo. Come here. Okay, okay, okay. Aquí. Jesus. Damn, this girl is gonna kill me. Come here. Baby, say adios.
Adios.
Como te llamas, baby?
Genesis.
Genesis or Genesis?
Genesis.
Genesis? Okay. She's so cute, guys. She's so cute. Okay. All right, guys. So I'm probably going to go rent her that stupid thing. A momento, baby. Regreso aquí.
Dejarte solo, no
mucho. Okay. No, cerca. No, cerca. No. Sometimes you gotta tell her no. That's her walking away. Yeah, she can stand to lose some weight. If I do come here for a restaurant, I'm gonna get her on a treadmill. She probably, realistically speaking, that's her walking away over there. You can see her. Realistically speaking, if she loses the equivalent of 10 kilos or close to 20 pounds, she'll be perfect. Her problem is too much rice and too much sugar. She loves Pepsi. Too much sugar, too much rice. If she cuts that shit out, gets on the treadmill, she can probably lose about 20, 25 pounds and within probably 3 months, you know? So, yeah, but other than that, guys, and sometimes you gotta tell the bitch no. Actually, a lot of times you gotta tell the bitch no, you know? Like here in Cartagena, it's hella hot. The house she lives at, they don't have air conditioning. So she's like, buy me an AC unit. An AC unit is like $150, which is really nothing. No cerveza, sin alcohol, no cerveza. Embrazar. No, 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 sin alcohol. She wants cerveza. Cerveza, sin alcohol. Sin alcohol. Sin alcohol. Sin alcohol. Sin alcohol. See, that's the thing about relationships, guys. They're always going to be trying to get something from you. And in America, if they don't get something from you, they just go to the government. Oh, by the way, guys, here I already spoke to a lawyer about her. Verdad, baby? Sin alcohol? Tienes dineros? Pay for it yourself. Look how she looks. Look how she looks, guys. When she gets upset, she gets, you know, she actually looks better when she's upset. Look at the way she looks right now. I love it when she looks upset. When she looks upset like that, guys, you know what that means when I get her to the hotel, right? You know, She's so sweet. I'm telling you guys, if she's pregnant, it's perfectly fine. By the way, guys, I already spoke to a lawyer about her. Look at the way she looks at me. Look at the way she looks at me. Look at the way she looks at me. Yeah, in front of the camera, she looks all nice, but because she knows law. I actually took her to meet the lawyer. Apagado, baby. Record this, Apagado. I took her to meet the lawyer, and she didn't understand the damn word we said. The lawyer was speaking English all the time. So, as long as I don't marry her or live with her like an extended period of time, she can't do any damage to me. If I get her pregnant, we have a child. Unlike America, child support here is realistic, and it's really for the kid. It has to go toward the kid. In other words, the kid is gonna get the child support, not her, okay? And the child support is based on how the kid is living. So if she's getting $500 a month from me with the kid, she can't say, I need $5,000 a month. She can't do that, dudes. So the child support here in Colombia is based on the realistic needs of the kid. And again, the child support goes to the kid, And she's actually required to put up some child support too if she's working. Now, obviously, I don't want her working because, as you guys know, when women work, they become masculine. They put their careers ahead. So she wants to speak English. She wants to have a little business. I'm like, no, no, no. You're not going to speak English. You're not going to have a business. Your business is making me happy. That's her business, you know. So don't get married in Colombia, guys. In fact, don't get married anywhere in the world. Don't get married in Colombia, okay, guys? Don't live together for an extended period of time because that will be considered a marriage. Cohabitation here in Mexico, in Colombia and Mexico too, if you live together for 2+ years, you are considered legally married, and she can actually request or sue for some of your assets and money. But if you just have children together and you're not living together, you're not married, then the money is purely about the child and the current situation of the child. And again, she can't say, oh yeah, I need $10,000 a month when she and the kid were living off of $500 a month. So yes, here in Colombia, it's safe for you to have a child with a woman as long as... Tupacarque was. Alquiler or comprar? Ahora? She wants me to rent her a bicycle. Okay, 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 stop crying. Hey, when it comes to her or any girl, come here, come here. Damn, she's strong. Okay, un momento. I've been telling her un momento for the past hour. Guys, when it comes to women, guys, you gotta be able to know a couple of times and then yes one time. Like renting a buying her an air conditioner, $150, that's a big deal. Getting her to ride around in a bike for like $1, not a big deal, okay? So every now, and you have to remember, these girls, they're fucking kids. That's what they are. At the end of the day, momento que, Lorando que, fake crying again. I love it when she fake cries. Porque, baby. Fake tears. You're gonna get a lot of that, guys. See, the thing you guys need to understand is that you gotta be able to play these hoes. Amigo? Yeah, she wants to rent a bike or one of those freaking things like that guy is on. See that guy over there? She wants to rent like that fucking Lime scooter or whatever the hell it's called. That's fine. I'll rent her something, you know. And again, you guys need to understand, dudes, this whole just say no to a girl, don't validate her, all the stuff that yo, homie, I'm Alpha has been teaching you, it's all fucking bullshit, guys. I mean, I validate her all the time, you know. Baby, te amo. I told her I love her. See, I just validated her. And again, I told her, yeah, we're gonna rent something. That way she gets to have a little bit of fun while we're here. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand three things. Number one, looks, 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 okay? If you're ugly in America, you're ugly the world over. Secondly, you're gonna pay for it no matter what, okay? Just don't give in. Because she might tell you, hey, I want an air conditioner for $150, but circa. Aquí, ahora no. Mañana no, circa, okay, baby? See, she's not gonna quit until she gets the air condition, which is fine, I'll get her an air condition, because in all honesty, guys, without AC, you all can't sleep in Cartagena. I'm telling you that right now. Without AC, you're not sleeping in Cartagena. So I'm gonna get her an AC, okay? And I'd rather keep her here in Cartagena than Medellin, because Medellin, the women are feminist in Medellin. I'll make a video about that later on. So she wants a $150 air condition. But I get her a $5 bike ride and, you know, she's happy, you know? That's just how women are, dudes, you know? Don't take them too seriously. Just understand, in America, if you do what I do here, she can be like 911 and, you know, your life is over, okay? This is why your best bet is to go overseas for woman, like I tell you. But again, you're gonna pay for it one way or another. Looks matter. And thirdly, do not get married. It's perfectly fine to have kids with a girl as long as you know the child support laws in that country. All right, guys, that's gonna be my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Give you one last look at Hennessy. I'm coming back to America tomorrow for a couple of weeks. Make sure the food truck is gonna be operating fine when I'm not there. I'm gonna come back to Medellin, God willing, open a restaurant in Medellin and see what happens. So, all right, baby. Okay. All right, baby. Say adios. ¿Cómo está? No, it's adios. No, ¿cómo está? Adios. By the way, give me your nails. Doctor Nails. I got that for her. Mio, mio, si? Mio? Si? Mio? She's so cute, guys. She's so cute. Especially when she gets upset and she starts fake crying, guys. We're gonna have fun tonight. Look at the way she's looking at me. After I turn off this video, I know her. She's gonna go hard as a motherfucker on me, but I know how to handle her. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.